Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Future is pointing to a higher open as corporate earnings loom. That's the headline. Let's go behind the headlines and talk to Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management Financial Advisor. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well now that the playoffs are here. I love my own walk-up music. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and that's it. So what did you make of the employment report that everybody was analyzing lately?
Yeah, and I don't think they're quite done with it. And I think there's a lot of takeaways from it. You know, one was that the survey period was early in September and didn't really capture the decline in the COVID cases that we've been seeing recently, and some of the hiring that we've been seeing. The wage growth was still pretty good, in running at about 4.5%, 5% ish. And then they have something called the seasonal adjustments, and this usually adjusts for teachers coming on in the fall and different people leaving the workforce that we normally see each year. The problem is the seasonal adjustments have been just thrown way out of whack with all the issues around COVID over the last 2 years. So actually it showed that there were a number of teachers that left the workforce, which is not necessarily the case. So you're left with a number that's well below what expectations were. They did revise up the prior couple months. So at the end of the day, I think when you looked at the financial markets and their reaction, it was kind of a yawn, and we'll wait for the Fed meeting and the next unemployment report.
And the inflation report. We'll know more about that, won't we?
Inflation report, yeah, which is later this week, and that's going to be a big one, too, because, you know, that's one of the biggest concerns is, you know, what is transitory and how much longer is transitory going to last?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get some information on that later this week.
Why are some analysts cutting their overall earnings estimates?
Well, I think a lot of it is related to supply chain, and we're seeing some tick down in consumer spending. Consumers are not spending at the pace that they were, say, 6 months ago or so. So if my input costs are the things that I need to have in order to make my product or put together for my service, is costing me a lot more, I need to be able to pass it on to the consumer. If I can't, that means then that my earnings are going to be lower than I would otherwise expect. And two, if not as many people are spending on my good or service, my revenue numbers may come down. And we're starting to see a combination of both of those. So part of the reason why we're seeing some earnings estimates at least tick down here a little bit.
Are you guys still advocating the energy sector and technology?
Technology is a little tough. Edmund is, in our mind, very expensive and very dependent on the economy not really reopening. Energy is kind of the vanguard of the inflation discussion and certainly something that consumers see every day. Our thought is that energy may have a little bit more to run, but may top out here. And it's one of the interesting things about energy prices or gasoline prices. Higher prices generally bring a lot more production online and eventually lower prices. We saw it when we had energy at $150 a barrel on its way down to 20. And so higher prices tend to bring in a lot more production. So we think we're getting to that point now, and we may see some lower energy prices over the next maybe 3 to 6 months or so.
Let's hope your walk-up music is never the Beatles song, I'm a Loser. Right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Paul Nolte, Senior VP, Kingsview Wealth Management. Talk to you next week. Have a good one, Paul.
You betcha. Thank you.